CJ, how great is it in practice when you can set the tone early, getting an interception and getting the defense rolling?
Oh, it's real good. It brings the energy to the defense and brings my confidence up more. And so you're able to just play. When you make a play at that early in practice, then you calm yourself down and you're just able to play.
What have you gotten out of the spring practices here in your second season in the league?
Understand the playbook a lot more and being comfortable and playing faster. Last year I hesitated a little bit, I feel like, and now I'm just playing. So.
Was there a moment during the spring when everything just kind of came together for you? Or was there a moment where it was like, you know, a year ago, I might have broken on the ball because I didn't trust the route there, or, you know, I didn't trust my eyes on a certain play?
Yeah, definitely. Just going into spring this year is just a whole different approach. Just not being a rookie anymore. So just being able to play faster, like I said, seeing things clear, trusting it, and just making plays.
A lot of new faces in the defensive back room.
Yeah.
How have you adjusted to that part of it?
It's been good. You know, the guys in the defensive back room are good. We still got the two same vet leaders, and Jinx and Rodney. So those guys are good guys, and they set the tone. So
let me ask you, when you see the Eagles draft two players pretty high, mm-hmm. Sidney Jones or Rasul Douglas,
yeah.
What is your mindset at that point coming in, knowing that the competition is going to be that much greater?
I've always been an underdog, so, you know, I'm not worried about none of that stuff. I'm just worried about myself and what I do every single day.
Did you have any goals that you set for yourself for the spring that you wanted to come out with?
Just make plays, make more plays than I did last year. Being able to make a bigger impact on the team, didn't really make too much of an impact last year, and I think I contributed a lot more this year.
Where do you think you can make the greatest increase in helping the team this season?
Special teams for sure. So, yeah.
What's it like playing on this special teams unit where year in and year out, you saw last year best special teams in NFL, I think best two of the last 3 years.
Yeah.
What's it like fighting for a spot on that group, let alone the defensive back position?
Definitely intense. Like you said, best special teams in the league. You know, Dave Phipp, he's a great coach, and he expects a lot out of you. So as a rookie, you come in, you don't really know how, like, what it's like to play special teams. And so as the year went on, I think I got better, and I think I know the tempo and the way to play the special teams here as an Eagle. So.
The wide receiver position has also been overhauled with Alshon and, you know, Torrey and all the additions they've had there, rookies, you know, Mack and Shelton. What's that competition been like? How's it helped you guys out, seeing that better competition across from you?
It's great. You know, we got some huge names. We got Alshon here, and so to see a guy like that every day in practice is amazing. It's good work for us as corners. And then you got a speedster like Torrey. That's good, too, to see all these guys, and then, you know, they're not getting tired. They're reloading other guys, and, you know, so coming in, you're seeing a lot of different receivers, getting a lot of different feels. So,
how will you spend the time between end of minicamp and the beginning of training camp?
Just working out. I'll probably take the first week off and then work on the little things, you know. When I go back home, you don't really want to work on like straight line speed or anything like that. You want to work on the little things like the T-step, making sure you're coming out at the right angle, the small things that can separate you from other guys. So.